Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing.
Obviously, when you have sex with someone, you do see them at like their most vulnerable. You see a really pure version of someone.
Today on My First Time, the concept of a fuck buddy is simple. No strings, no relationship, and lots of sex. What do they call it? Friends with benefits.
Hello, my name is Helen, and this is the story of my first time with my fuck buddy.
Our guest Helen Thomas has spent the last 6 months hooking up with this guy, Alex. He's not her boyfriend. Alex isn't Helen's partner at all. It's a bit more than that, and a little bit less as well. This is her story.
Like all good modern love stories, I met this boy, Alex, on Tinder, and we went on a date, and it was really chilled and really nice, and we kind of instantly liked each other, and he went back to mine, and stuff happened, obviously. And then we kind of continued dating for a few more weeks, and it was one of those things where I think we really liked each other, but I think we were both worried of it maybe turning into sort of dating someone because they're there rather than because it's actually a relationship you want to be in. And I was really conscious that it was kind of cuffing season time because we met in like October, I think, or September. And I'd done a kind of cuffing season relationship the year before that had not worked out. And I was like, I'm really just not interested in having a boyfriend. Interestingly, because I am a social editor for a media organization, I posted something on our brand Instagram page about cuffing season that kind of said, if someone asks you on a dog walk or asks you out for coffee, stop and think, is it really worth it? Like, it was kind of jokey, but slagging off cuffing season. And then the next time we saw each other after I'd posted that, which was probably in the November time, he said, I saw you posted something on the brand Instagram account about cuffing season. And I was kind of wondering, what do you think we're doing here? So that kind of made us confront the situation. And basically, he had thought that I really wanted to be in a relationship, and I had thought that he had really wanted to be in a relationship. And then because I'd made this Instagram post, we kind of suddenly had to address, like, I don't want to just end up in a cuffing season relationship. He said that he had done the same thing himself the year before, where you just kind of end up with someone, though it's not necessarily what you want to do. We were kind of then really open, and we were like, well, neither of us want to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't hang out because we clearly really like each other's company. And we were having really, really amazing sex by this point because we got to like really know each other, and we did feel super comfortable around each other.
It sounds like a dreamy situation, right? You find a guy, you fuck a guy. In case you can't tell, our guest Helen is really into having a fuck buddy.
I remember the first time we had sex after we'd had that conversation. Like, he just came over to mine, and it was strange because I hadn't sort of felt romantic feelings for him. And then that night, he was just like so lovely and gentle. And he said like, oh, you look amazing. And there were candles and we were listening to Frank Ocean. Oh, God, this sounds so cringy now. But like, I remember thinking that moment, like, oh, God, have I made a really bad mistake? Am I going to get really hurt? Am I going to end up falling for this guy? And then I think at a certain point, those feelings just sort of came and went, and it just became something really comforting and relaxing that we could both just fall into. And I think it was, in some ways, it was the fact that we had had a conversation where we had taken off all of that pressure and taken off all of the expectation and realized that it could just be about two people being friends and being intimate with each other in a non-romantic way. And I think from that point, it's kind of just kind of gone deeper with that. Obviously, when you have sex with someone, you do see them at like their most vulnerable. You see them at their most, you see a really pure version of someone. And you also get that pillow talk at the end, where I think if it's someone that you trust, like, you really do confess quite a lot of your soul in those moments. And I don't think you get that with a normal friendship in the same way that I think you have it in a relationship, but it can become so tangled up in the label of being in a relationship. Whereas with us, we can just enjoy it. And I think he is one of the people that I can feel like I can open up to the most.
Thinking about a fuck buddy relationship, I'm so interested to know how it works. Like the practical stuff. Where do you sleep? Do you sleep? Do you spend time at his place or yours?
Some weeks we see each other like three times, and then other times we go a couple of weeks without even texting. That's another great thing about being friends with benefits. There's not this constant need to see them or wanting to text them all the time or have them in your thoughts all the time. You don't prang out if you don't hear from them for a few days. You can just enjoy the time that you have together, and like, that's it. It's just its own beautiful little bubble of a moment. So the way that it works is we just text each other a few days before, like, what are you doing on Thursday? And most of the time we'll just go around to each other's houses, maybe order pizza, watch TV and fuck, and trust, that's so great. And other times, you know, we'll actually go on a date, and that's also really lovely. We'll go for dinner, we go to gigs together, we go to the cinema together, and it's kind of really cute and couple-y, but also just jokes. And then other times I've been at parties at like 3 a.m. and I've texted you up, you know. It really is all three. And I guess it probably would be like that in a relationship too. But I guess I imagine that if I had a partner and I was going out to like a party at 3 a.m., I probably would have been texting them the whole night anyway. I mean, I don't know, but I think historically in relationships I've had, that's kind of how it's gone. And so there wouldn't be this just sort of spontaneous, okay, let's go. Are you awake? Okay, I'm coming over.
Most of Helen's friends haven't met her fuck buddy. Are they interested? Yes, of course. But some people are also a little bit concerned.
Some of my friends are literally like, God, I'm so jealous. You seem to have that so, that whole thing is so taped. Like, you've got everything you need out of that friends with benefits scenario. I think others of them are kind of maybe a little bit skeptical. I think when we were first sort of dating and first hooking up, there was that whole thing of like, oh, does he like me? He's not texting back, blah, blah, blah. And so I think it took them a while to get used to the fact that I didn't actually like him. I wasn't going to fall for him. I think they were naturally a little bit protective of me at the start. But I think now they're pretty okay with it. Like, they know what's going down. They know who he is. They haven't met him, but I've met his friends. His friends are kind of funny because they all live in the same house. And so obviously that's how they know who I am. And they kind of joke about it. I think they didn't really know who I was, this girl that just kept like popping up in the kitchen from time to time. And then once they started asking him about it, like, now I know his friends pretty well. I follow one of his housemates on Instagram, and we like Instagram message each other occasionally. So yeah, I think everyone's pretty cool with it.
Our guest Helen has formed a bond with her fuck buddy. It sounds like her friends don't really get it. I guess there's always risks with any kind of relationship, romance or no romance.
I don't think there's been a moment when I've been worried that we're catching feelings. I think maybe that first time after we'd had sex, after having the conversation, maybe because the thought was so present in our heads, maybe that, like, I remember that time we had sex so well because it was so intimate. And but I think it was just the lack of stress, it was the lack of expectation. And in terms of him, I don't think so. I think we would tell each other if I trust him, that I think he would tell me if he was catching feelings. And I think I would be honest with him too. The only times maybe that I've like wondered if he was catching feelings is he uses the telephone sometimes, and millennials never do that. So when we were both going home for Christmas and he called me to say, oh, I just wanted to say, I hope you have a really nice Christmas. I was like, oh, that's so unusual. Maybe he likes me, but I don't think he does. That was just, I think, my like, yeah, millennial stress about using the telephone that brought on that fear.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
In my mind, I think the only thing that would really throw a spanner in the works is if one of us got into a relationship. I think that would really fuck it up, because obviously if he got a girlfriend, I don't think she would be very cool with him hanging out with the girl he used to hook up with for a few months.
With her fuck buddy on the scene, our guest Helen feels a freedom that she's not felt before. Maintaining honesty and openness, obviously, she's been able to explore herself and her sexuality.
Around Christmas, I went on holiday and this is gonna get very cheesy, but I kind of had like a really deep romantic relationship with a girl. I'd kind of flirted with the term queer before. I'd found it like hard to know what my sexuality was because I'd hadn't had a girlfriend, I wasn't like sure. And then when I met that girl, I was so sure. And I was one of the most secure things I've ever felt about myself. Like, I really did, I think, love her. That thing happened over a few months. She went back to the States, which is where she's from. And all kind of during this time, I was also hooking up with Alex, the guy, the fuck buddy. And they both knew about each other and they were both fine with it. But then I remember, like, when she went back to the States, I was so sad in a way I never thought I would be or could be. And Alex was at mine a few days after she'd gone. We were like kissing, but I was clearly holding something back because he pulled back and he was like, are you okay? And it was sort of strange, or it was nice that he was so in tune with my body and my emotions that he could tell something was wrong. And I kind of explained why I was so sad. And he just completely understood it. And it wasn't, there was no like jealousy, there was no strangeness. He was just there for me, like as a friend. And he was like so comforting and affectionate, and not trying to get anything out of me.
It sounds like having a friend with benefits has been pretty liberating for our guest Helen. But I wonder how Alex feels about the other woman in her life.
I don't think there was any jealousy from Alex. if there was, he was hiding it very, very well. I think he was just more kind of genuinely a bit concerned for my kind of well-being when I said that I was missing her and that kind of thing. And I think he was more just really looking out for me as a friend. I don't think he was jealous of her. I don't think I would be jealous if he fell in love. I think I would more just be really sad that I maybe, A, didn't have that friendship anymore, because I think there's no way you could continue it, and B, that I would not lose, like, that amazing sex. That would be really sad. Yeah, that would be a shame. I think what makes me so sure that I don't like him is because I think the timing of having that girl pop up kind of halfway through, and the fact that I was so sure about that, I was so secure in knowing how I felt about her, it kind of really put things into perspective with me and Alex in some ways, because it was like, that was such a big romantic love, spontaneous, that kind of came out of nowhere. And I've never had that kind of feeling of like the rug's been pulled out from under my feet with Alex. I think it's more just a kind of easy, kind, like, affection. I think there is a kind of way that I do love him, but it's not, I don't think I'm in love with him, and I don't think I ever will be. I think it's just a kind of real admiration for who he is and just a genuine kind of affection. I mean, in fairness, I don't have that with any of my friends. It's not like I, you know, lie next to my friends stroking their hair like I do with him. So, you know, maybe I am fooling myself, but I think, I don't know, maybe that's just who I am and who I am in hookups. I think I'm good. I have a lot of one night stands, and, you know, they vary a lot in terms of how they pan out and how I act with those people. But I think with him, it's just so secure, knowing like what's okay and what's not okay. And I don't know, am I fooling myself? I don't think so. And to be honest, if I do develop feelings down the line, then so be it. I feel like this is so good right now that if feelings did come along, they would feel like a real burden, I think. And they would feel like they were really changing the dynamic so much. And also, I think I mentally have a block on the fact that I don't want a relationship right now. And so that kind of makes it really easy to shut those feelings down. I think even when I had that really intimate relationship with that girl, I always knew she was going back to the States. So it kind of, whether or not this would develop into a relationship was not something I ever had to worry about. So I think I naturally have that at bay. And I think if he did end up catching feelings, or if we ended up falling for each other, like, okay, great. I mean, I love hanging out with him. He'd make a great boyfriend. And I hope he, like, does find someone he really wants to be with, because he would make a great boyfriend.
Listening to our guest, Helen, it's clear that there are plenty of benefits being in a fuck buddy type relationship. Like, who wouldn't want to have no-string sex on tap? But with Helen, there's something more than that. It seems like her relationship has helped open her eyes to other types of relationships. It's helping her figure out who she really is and what she wants.
My advice for people who are maybe thinking of getting into a friends with benefits scenario or casual hookup scenario is to just make sure you actually really want to do it. And you're not just doing it because you want to be seen as like a cool girl or a guy who doesn't show his feelings, or just be honest. And if you do have feelings for that person, you should tell them. And if they can't handle it, move on. Or, you know, if it's the other way around, if you feel like someone is sort of pressuring you into a relationship that you don't want to be in, then you should also be upfront about that. And I don't think that makes you a bad person. It also doesn't mean necessarily that you're not attracted to them, because obviously I'm really attracted to this guy. I just don't have that specific, strange, romantic spark, whatever that is that you want with your partner. I don't have that for him, but I have something else, which is in some ways better. Also, my advice to people who would be looking to get into a friends with benefits relationship is to just be really open and upfront. And I think this is another crucial thing. Actually call it friends with benefits or fuck buddy and like make a joke out of it and be really open about it. Because if it's just kind of something which you fall into without having a conversation, then you don't know what the rules are, you know? With me and Alex, we really know what the rules are. He knows I hook up with other people and we talk about the other people we date, the other people we sleep with, and that communication is there and we joke about it and we talk about it. And I think that's really, really crucial.
Thanks for listening to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. And thank you very much to our guest, Helen. My name is Xing Xing, and I'm the UK editor at Broadly here in London. This episode was produced by Sam Bonham. If you like us, rate us and subscribe to the podcast. See you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.